Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Hey, all right. The first story I did as a crime reporter, which they ended up creating a position of crime reporter for me because of the stuff that I was digging up in Charlotte.
It was almost criminal.
No, it was criminal. And the first story I ever did was a woman by the name of Cassie, and she was nuts. And the police in Charlotte had arrested her on one of the various charges she was often picked up on. When they frisked her, they missed the gun. They put her in the back of the squad car to take her in. The one officer did. He had other officers helping him arrest her. He put her in the back of the squad car. And this was before they had bulletproof dividers. And she executed him. She shot him in the back of the head. Boom, dead. Got life. All right, what's the problem here? She got out after 20 years for executing a police officer in the back of the head. How did that happen? Well, it happened because she was sentenced in the early 90s. And so by the time she'd done 15 years, Lee, she was in a halfway house, had a job. She had to live at the halfway house, which is one of the, you know, parole means that we use to parole people. But she had to live at the halfway house and be there. But she was allowed to go shopping and she was allowed to have a job. 15 years hard time for killing a police officer. How did that happen? I was enraged by the fact that the parole board let her out until I found out they had to let her out. And then I started looking at a lot of the sentences from then, from the 80s and the very early 90s, and came to realize we did a massive investigative report on it. It was me and two other reporters. We came to realize that the average time being served for murder for those sentenced during that time, I mean, hard time, 8 years. Why? Time off. Good, you know, credit, good credit, right? You could shave the time off. And they were only required to serve 50% of their sentence. Well, there was a massive sentencing reform sweep across the country, and we had the sentences we have today. This is why our prisons are full. And let me assure you, that is a good thing. The state legislature, I saw this, and my reaction is total horror. The state legislature, in their infinite idiocy, is considering sentencing reform. Now, there's a huge bill. This cannot pass. This bill was put together by South Carolina Chief Justice Donald Beatty, a Democrat. Why do we keep letting these people write our legislation? Good God. Do you know what this would do? For no parole crimes, no parole offenses, that includes murder, attempted murder, voluntary manslaughter, kidnapping, rape, homicide by child abuse, criminal sexual conduct, stuff that the public takes, you know, pretty seriously. It would reduce sentences. You'd only have to serve 65% of your sentence. But wait, what would count as 65% of your sentence? Well, after you got to 65, you could whittle down what was left with, guess what? Credits for, you know, good time served. They're doubling how much time the credits count for. What does this mean? I have seen this, Lee. It is terrible. What does this mean? We're going to end up back at 10 years for murder, 8 years for murder. Oh, you shot a cop execution style. Just do 15 years. We're good. This is the exact same sentencing guidelines in this country that we had 25 years ago. Let me tell you what that was like. Wall Street Journal, in the last 25 years, child homicide rates have fallen by 50%. Homicide rates have fallen by roughly 50%. They went back up a little bit in recent years, but not by much. Why have they fallen? Because these people are in prison for the rest of their lives. And these idiots in Colombia want to change that. They want to go back to the way it was. And this is sweeping the country. this idea, this insane idea that there are too many people in our prisons. And they'll say, oh, well, you know, he got caught with a dime bag of pot. He's doing 20 years. That does not happen, folks. That is a complete myth. I've been documenting this for you endlessly over the last couple of months. The opposite happens. Two meth labs, two grand theft autos, two grand theft over $10,000, plus two DUIs. The guy gets 20 years in prison and he's walking around and kills a kid on his way to church high on meth in a third stolen car. Why? Nobody goes to prison. It is the opposite of what they tell you. There is nobody serving a lot of time on a dime bag of marijuana. It is impossible. You could do armed robbery after armed robbery after armed robbery, rack up five, like the guy I profiled last week. Five armed robberies, and on the sixth one, you go back to the same convenience store and you kill the woman this time. And everybody goes, why were you out for the first five? Suspended sentence. And so, Lee, in the context of everything I've been profiling here, how bad our system is, these fools want to take the most dangerous, the most horrific, the most heinous crimes out there and cut the sentences in half?
And you know why?
Please, God, tell me.
Because they don't want to have to build prisons. They don't want to spend the money.
Well, so we can use it on the tourism budget?
Exactly, yeah, or others. But that's why you got this omnibus crime bill that we had a few years back, which has put us in the situation that we're in South Carolina.
Oh, and the worst part, the biggest lie here, and this is why Republicans will fall right in line and vote for this. They're using race. Well, it's not fair. Yeah, actually, it is fair. It is fair. Structured sentencing is extremely fair. It forces judges. They are given a very rigid, very strict sentencing chart. That's what we have right now. It doesn't matter what color you are. The judge can't deviate. It is the fairest thing that we have had, and it is fair because most victims of black criminals are black.
Yeah, that's the part that they don't talk about.
No, it's not. It is when you're talking about, let's do some stuff to let black criminals off who are very, you know, who have committed violent crimes. Well, who are their victims? Oh, we don't know. Black people. So they're using race here to distract from the math of what they're doing. And the math of what they're doing says, serve half what you do now for murder. By the way, when you do this, life in prison stops being life in prison and it gets cut in half. These are the exact sentencing guidelines that I was appalled by in the state of North Carolina. We pushed, and we finally got legislation through to make the structured sentencing that we had even tougher. When it became clear we had a jail-to-murder revolving door pipeline that was created by exactly the sentencing guidelines they're considering right now in our legislature. This is an absolute outrage. Why on earth would you let murderers out to clear the prisons? And I mean, you've seen the crimes we've profiled here in recent weeks. You're at five armed robberies. You're still running around because two judges suspended your sentence. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be in prison for 8 years. When you kill a mom of four, what will it look like with the sentences cut in half? And I'm going to tell you what it'll look like. Anarchy. We're going to go back to the same crime rates that we had under that sentencing. Go ahead and double homicides. Go ahead and double kidnappings. Go ahead and double sex crimes. Double them. We have cut them by half by using the very sentencing they want to throw out. These are nationwide statistics. And again, to be absolutely accurate, we cut them by half as of, you know, it was like 3-4 years ago. Now they're back up a little, but not much. It's now a little less than half. But because we have seen a slight surge in violent crime in this country. I think that's a lot of it's due to immigration. But anyway, but we have seen some of this. I mean, we don't want this. We don't want this. A lot of people are going to die if this passes. And unfortunately, the media right now is doing the usual racial injustice, there's no racial injustice in any of this. You kill somebody, you serve your sentence. Right now, they serve 80% to 90%, depending on the violent crime charge. If you're dealing with the straight up first degree murder, you're serving 90% of your sentences. They want to take that down to 65. And then on top of that, pile on time for, good time served, you know, for being good, I guess, in prison.
And how is this protecting the public?
It's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Not at all. Honest to God, why don't I move to Vermont? Why not? What would be different?
Well, you'd have a harder time getting a gun to defend yourself. That would be the problem.
Actually, the gun laws in Vermont are pretty liberal, believe it or not.
They have been, but Bernie and his crowd are working on that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll fix that, too. They're gonna kill you the same people who want to, you know, we will not pass open carry laws, will not do all this. It's just too controversial. Just can't ever seem to get it through. Have no worry about slashing, you know, practically in half the sentences for murder. They don't think that's anything to worry about, anything controversial. So we got a big plate. We've got a very full plate this year, folks. We're going to have to stop this legislation. We're going to do it again. Look, we stopped the gas tax 2 out of 3 times. We could stop this, too. This is an outrage. And then on top of that, we got to get the drunk driving laws passed so you won't get killed on your way to work by somebody who's been drinking all night. I swear this legislature. Can they just for once do something conservative? I mean, they sound like a bunch of conservatives when they run. For one time, can they not do just one thing they promise us they're going to do? Who are these people? Why? You know, they just ran. Where was, I'm sorry, I don't remember being promised anything about sentencing reform. I don't remember any of these candidates coming on the show and going, hey, let's cut the sentence for murder in half. Let's do that. Yeah, you would have lost. It hasn't even been a year since they ran. Want to have drag queen story hour? Pay for your own security. Wait till you hear what this is going to cost you. Already did cost you, actually. Yeah, drag queen story hour, where men dressed as women. No, okay. Men who identify as men happen to be gay and dress up as women. Read to children. Whatever you think of that, what do you think of this? Guess who gets stuck with the bill for the drag queen story hour? It was $50,000. Yep. If you're listening to this show, you're brushing your teeth in the morning, looking in the mirror, shaving, it's you, the person right there. Listen to what this entailed. Councilmember Willis Meadows presented a breakdown of security required for the Drag Queen Story Hour at the county council meeting Tuesday night. The Greenville County Sheriff's Office provided the security. Meadows said Greenville County taxpayers, and by the way, this is WYFF's reporting, will have to foot the $47,829 in security cost bill. See, folks, you will be made to participate. You will. It does not matter what you believe. You will be made to fund it. You will be made to participate. Folks, if there are moms who want drag queens to read to their child, they consider that critical. How could this cost to the taxpayers have been avoided? Have it in your living room. Nobody's going to protest in your living room because nobody cares what you do in your house. They don't. You can find a space. It's not hard. Somebody you know's got a basement. Do it there. Nobody will protest because this is America. I don't care what my neighbor does in their basement as long as it's legal. When you come to my front door, knock on it, grab me by my hair, drag me down the steps, and make me pay for what you're doing in your basement, then I have a problem. Otherwise, live and let live. I don't care. Whatever. They cost the taxpayers of the county $47,829. Listen, here's how you stop this. If security is required for your event, you pay. And by the way, if security is required for your Bible event at the library, fine, they should pay too. NRA wants to hold a meeting at the library and there's going to be protesters, they should pay for their own security. I don't care who you are. This is how they make you pay. Listen to what this involved. 6 high-ranking members of the sheriff's office each worked 30 hours to cover the event at a cost of $7,800. The breakdown includes 144 deputies ranging in rank from captain to deputy. Deputy to working 8-hour shifts. The breakdown states deputies worked 1,332 hours to provide safety so some drag queens could read to some kids. That added $38,000 to the bill. For some reason, everybody had to have lunch. The breakdown also lists feeding lunch to 170 people for nearly $1,600 and the purchase of 4 megaphones for about $100. I don't care about that part. The sheriff's office was able to use bike rack fencing and an additional SWAT vehicle from the city. The sheriff's office also used drones and barricades. The way it looks is a quote from County Council member Joe Dill. The way it looks, the taxpayers are going to have to absorb it. The ones I'm hearing for don't want to pay for it, he said. They want to see the people who created the event pay. That's exactly how it should be. And again, for everybody, not just Drag Queen Story Hour. If you want to have a Bible reading there and somebody wants to protest you, you should pay. I'm fine with that. That, he says, they should pay for that. All right, well, guess whose hands this is in now? County Council. Oh, by the way, they want to do this every month. They want to do this every month. Let's see. So you do this every month, even in Common Core math. So that's like that to 50,000, right? So let's do 50,000 times 12 months. Yeah, you're looking at what? Upwards of $60,000 by the time they're done? A year? For Drag Queen Story Hour. Folks, I said the left kills me. They kill me. Oh, I hit 13. Wait, no, hold on. Let's see. So we're doing, I can't do that kind of math in my head. So we're doing $50,000, right, times, I mean, assuming they, I don't know, they haven't said they want to do it every year, you know, for a year, but they want to do it every month. Yeah, oh my gosh, that's you're right, $600,000. I read it wrong. For Drag Queen Story Hour. That this group of moms, listen, they could have it in somebody's basement. Building a lot of basement homes now. Have it at your church. There's plenty of liberal churches. Have it on private property. No one will protest because nobody cares what you do there. Problem solved. Oh, no. No, no. You will be made to participate, even if it's just a couple of your tax dollars. Yeah, so the latest great idea out of our legislature. Man, they're full of it, aren't they? Yeah, let's go ahead and reduce sentences for murder, kidnapping, rape. Things nobody really cares about. Yeah, we'll reduce them to just 65% of the sentence served. But wait, on top of that, we'll double the good time credits. So, man, we have you out of there at 50% of your sentence if you behave. Okay, I lived this in North Carolina. You believe me, you don't want this. This is what kicked off my career as a crime reporter. We started going back through these sentences. We're appalled to find, again, the average amount of time served for murder was 8 years at that time. And what was happening was those people were sentenced in the 80s and the early 90s. And the average hard time served was 8 years. They would then transition to a halfway house. They might spend a few years there. They'd end up doing 12 years or, you know, total. Guess what they did? What do you think they did? They committed more crimes. They're murderers. The worst one I saw, there was a woman again who executed a police officer, literally shot him in the back of the head. She did 20 years, 15 in the prison and 5 in the halfway house. And you go to halfway house, you're wandering around. You just sleep there. Executing a cop. This is what they're talking about bringing back here. Oh, yeah, it'll clean the prisons out. And it'll fill up the morgues, too. I've seen this. I've seen these sentences. They are horrible. This is how we lived before structured sentencing. And again, Wall Street Journal did a great piece on this about 4 years ago. In the 25 years, roughly, since we began ending structured sentencing, do you know what has happened in this country? Yeah, it's terrible. The prison's filled up. Yeah, you know what else happened? Homicide rates cut in half. Child kidnapping rates cut in half. Child sex crimes cut in half. Why? Because your people are in prison. Kind of hard to kill somebody or abuse a child when you're in prison. Matt in Easley. By the way, this is a part of a sentencing reform bill in Colombia right now. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Tara.
Hey.
So my wife and I, we binge watch like crime shows. And when you watch a crime show, they take something that is like a 5-minute story and they drag it out into a 1-hour show. And I always get bored and Google, you know, the people involved and see what the real end of the story is before it. This one show we were watching the other night, it was a guy that got convicted of murder and in 82, got out after 15 years, and then he killed 6 people. And then the next one, it was a guy that murdered somebody And so I looked up the guy's name, and I found his, like, inmate record in Florida, and he's about to be released.
No. When was he sentenced?
I think it was, like, 2004 or okay. 2005.
Yeah, and I don't know when they went to structure sentencing there, but go ahead.
Yeah, he smothered a guy to death while he was watching TV. He tied a guy up and put a pillow over his face and smothered him and watched an episode of MASH while he was smothering him, according to the TV show. And it's a rerun. And so I looked up the guy's name, and sure enough, I found him, and yep, all the details were correct. And he's about to get released. And
fabulous.
Yeah, it's sad that I can watch a rerun, and you know, you can tell somebody that, well, by the time your show's a rerun, you're going to be out of jail. Don't worry, kill someone.
Yeah, that'd be great. What are his total kills then? How many people did he kill? The totality.
This guy, it was his first, I think, like that he'd been convicted of killing someone. But he had, like, a litany of violent crimes before that.
It's usually how they start.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's two competing bills here, Matt. There's H-3322, which would slash the crime for murder to 65%. So say they give you, they would sentence you just like they do now. So say you got 40 years first degree, right? But then they slash it by 65%. The second bill is worse. This is part of this whole, sentencing reform package up there. The second bill, S-155, that's in the Senate. That one, listen to this. This is for no parole offenses. That includes first degree murder, rape, kidnapping, second degree murder, voluntary manslaughter. After serving 50% of his sentence, an inmate convicted of a no parole offense had been determined by the department's inmate records office to have no substantial or major disciplinary infractions would be eligible for early release. Okay, but we don't want to do this. This is exactly how the law read. It was a disaster. It caused the deaths of so many innocent people. Texter writes, too many conservatives in South Carolina. Got to find a way to change this. Maybe this is part of the cultural change plan. Yeah, of course it is. Texter writes, yet the legislature, won't pass constitutional carry so we can protect ourselves and the people they let out of prison. They are a joke. Okay, we're going to have to stop this, folks. This is going to be one of these deals where the media will say, oh, it's all very racial. Just vote for it. Even though it isn't. And every Republican up there will be rushing to be the one who's not racist without reading this junk. So we're going to have to stop these bills. And I'm just gearing up to do that. We're so busy. All we're doing literally is trying to keep the legislature from hurting people. It's practically a full-time job for me when they're in session. When I say hurting people, I mean one way or the other. Hey, speaking of hurting people, let's cap this all off with a good story. I love this. Two little kids in Florida, and they don't look much older than somewhere between 4 and 6. Two little kids in Florida were chasing... They were trying to chase a rainbow the other day. Makes complete sense to me when you're a kid. Everything is magical, which I love. Anyway, they were trying to chase a rainbow, wandered away from home and onto the highway. That would have ended disastrously, except for one thing. They wandered out of their yard. The two family dogs were with them, both of them shepherd mixes. Anything with even a little bit of shepherd in it is smart and wonderful. So people are, they're speeding down the highway. They see two little kids on the side. Can you imagine? And multiple witnesses told police that the only reason that the kids did not end up on the highway is because the dogs kept herding them back onto the side of the road and would not allow them to walk in the road. Because of that, both of them are fine, police say. Their foster dad, he had a win parent of the year. Their foster dad and his other kids were out looking for them when the cops showed up. So there you go. Trying to chase a rainbow. Dogs there to protect me. I love dogs. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. See your cat do that. Okay, I got to duck now because all the tomatoes are going to be thrown at me. I love my cat. Yeah, I know. He's not going to save your toddler from wandering into the highway, though. He'll just watch with very little emotion as it all goes down. Let's jump on the line with Wes in Greer on the Ingalls Advantage Talk line. Hey, Wes.
Hey, Terry. Good morning. You know, I was not much of a cat lover. I moved to the country and had a little mouse problem. And the neighbors, you know, looked at me and said, you know, are you crazy? You don't have at least one or two cats, you know, out in your yard. So I go off and get them. So two cats, two girls. And cats are like people. Some of them are just very mean and don't want to have anything to do with people. Okay, some of them are nice, but the one female cat, Liz, that's a loner, doesn't like to be petted, you know, just really doesn't come up to you much. One day comes up to me and just wants to be petted. She's meowing. She's acting like Lassie, you know, Timmy's fell in the well, follow me,
okay.
Right? And so after like a minute, I'm like, you know, this is crazy. This cat's never done this, you know. So I follow her. She goes to the basement of the house. And she sits right there at the door, and she paws at me, and she's purring, and she's just acting crazy. I open the basement door thinking, what's going on? The cat just shoots into the basement. It's a large basement, will not come out, cannot find her, okay? So I finally just, in disgust, say, Liz, you know you're going to live in the basement tonight, I guess. I shut the door. The next morning, Tara, I open up the door. The cat is sitting there with a huge copperhead that she had killed and brought back to the door and was waiting for, you know, to show it to me. And I've been bitten by one of those things, and it's not fun. But Liz got fancy feasts for the rest of her days for that one thing. And I just, it amazed me. She knew that thing was in there, and she wanted it. And I mean, and she protected, you know, my wife and kids go down in the basement, and I've always heard cats just can't stand snakes. And there's two things you won't have around your house, snakes or mice. And one other thing, you put a cat and a dog in a room with a litter box, which species is going to have kitty litter between their teeth?
Okay, Wes, point well Thanks. Taken. So have I offended you this morning with my diss on cats? Oh, he's gone. He's hung up on me now. All right, point well taken. Lassie the cat. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. I'm just shaking my head. I'm talking about murder, a $50,000 bill the taxpayers are going to have to pay, and it's the comment on the cat that gets the phone call. You got to figure it out. Anyway. All right, anyway. Texter writes, what you say about cats is true. If that was my cat, he would have opened the door, to let the kids out, then sat in the window to watch the whole thing. Yeah, no. Texter writes, I guess you don't remember the video of the family cat fighting off the vicious pit bull that attacked a small child? No, I'll have to Google that. Texter writes, Tara, what happened to the scandal in Virginia? Haven't heard a word since the Smollett fraud was perpetuated. Oh, yeah, you know what? Good catch. They finally got it off the front pages, right? Oh, boy. All right. Texter writes, where did this? I don't know. I can't find it. All right. Let me move on. Meanwhile, while we're talking about the legislature, did you see this? Free range parenting bill. Yes, this is to help instruct you on how to better parent. Because, you know, the state legislators, they know better than anybody else. You could tell by their fine decision making in recent years. So now they want to tell you what age you can leave your child at home alone. Representative Katrina Shealy, a Republican from Lexington, proposed an amendment to the free-range parenting bill, which, by the way, right now doesn't have an age limit in it. So it would allow kids of sufficient age or maturity to play outside, walk or bicycle to school without a parent being around. So Katrina Shealy has amended this, and it did pass out of the subcommittee with the amendment on it. So it's part of the bill now, stating that children under 9 years of age cannot be left by themselves at home or in vehicles. So the age would be 9+. Now, right now in South Carolina, there's no real law on this. There's just a general legal guideline that law enforcement uses, but there's no law. And that rule says 9 years of age. So right now we really don't have any kind of legal thing saying, hey, the child has to be X age before you can leave them alone. This would make it so. What do you think? This is kind of our rule of thumb in my house. We started at age 9. Very briefly, leaving my daughter alone. And I do mean briefly. I'm talking like, you know, run up to the pharmacy for a few minutes and come back briefly. We don't really leave them alone longer than that much. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do we need a law for this? And here's the thing. What 9 years old, what were you doing? To me, it's amazing. At 9 years old, that was, I mean, the best summer, because that was the age I was allowed to walk to the pool by myself. The pool was about 2 miles away, one way. So I'd walk to the pool, but then you could cut through the woods behind the pool, go out on the main drag, and the grocery store was right there. So my mom would send me with money. So then I'd go to the pool, and then it was my job, because she worked night shift as a nurse, so she slept a lot of the day. So she wasn't even around for me to call her. I mean, she was asleep. She was around, but she was asleep. So, I mean, I would go walk to the pool, hang out with my friends. It was the best summer. And then I'd take the money, go buy whatever she needed for dinner or whatever. And I would walk back home. By that point, it was about 2.5 miles. I did that at 9. I got to tell you, folks, I cannot imagine letting my 9-year-old do that. There's no way. I would be terrified the entire time. But that's modern times, right? So what do you think? Would you do at 9? And should the state be telling you, yep, 9 years old, free range parenting bill? 800-347-1063, text line 71307.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.